अहम वैश्वानर भूत्वा प्राणिनाम देहम आश्रितः। I am not only light, but also I am fire. The two are actually simultaneous. The two are inseparable. The light and fire are simultaneous. So he says, Aham Vaishvanara, it is the same light, which is the fire. It is that fire which is in the bodies. All this is a state of realization. When you realize, what do you realize? You realize myself as the light, you also realize me as the fire. It is this fire, prana apana, by pana and apana. This fire moves and digests everything. Pachami annam chaturvidam. There are four kinds of foods. That which can be eaten, that is called bhakshya. That which is enjoyed, which is called bhojya. Lehya, which is called that which can be licked. Choshya. These are the four kinds of food. All these are digested by this agni, by this fire. The whole world, in other words, is maintained by this fire. Sarvasya cha aham hridi sannivishto mattaha smritirjnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvaihi aham eva vidyah vedantakrit vedavit eva cha aham. It is me. Now comes the question of being. First is the light and the fire, then comes the knowledge of the being. Then you find that I myself, my being, sarvasya cha aham hridi sannivishtah, I am seated in all. Through fire and light you come to know me. And then you find that all these things which are myself, my being. Mattaha smriti jnanam. It is because of me that there is the experience of memory or the experience of knowledge. Apohanam cha, even when they lapse, is also because of me. If there is one thing to be known, Vedaischa sarvaihi aham eva vedya. It is my being that has to be learned. So you can see, first of all you learn the knowledge, the light and the fire, and then you come to know him, the being of the divine. Vedaischa sarvaihi, of all the Vedas, if you learn the whole Vedas, the only thing to be learned is aham. The supreme divine is to be learned, is to be known. Vedanta Krit, I am myself the creator of Vedanta. Veda vid eva chaham, I am myself the knower of the Veda. And then you come to know now the secret of this being, that there are three Purushas, the Kshara Purusha, Akshara Purusha and Purushottama. When you know all this, then you know the most secret knowledge. So last verse, iti guhyatamam shastram idam uktam maya anaga. Therefore I have now revealed to you the most secret truth of my being. When you know all this, then you become sarvavid. You can be called the knower of all things. The word sarvavid is a very important word. What is the meaning of being knower of all things? There is a very important sentence in Chandogya Upanishad, knowing which all things can be known. This is the question that Shvetaketu is asked by his father in the story. Shvetaketu, as you know, was a student, son of Aruni. He himself was a teacher, but he sent his son to learn from another teacher. For many years he lived with his teacher, and Shvetaketu came back home after studying. When he came back, he believed that he had now known everything. As all young people feel after studying, that now there is nothing more to be learned. I have learned so much. And maybe my father and mother also don't know as much as I do. And that was his feeling. In the Upanishad it is said that Shvetaketu felt that he had known now everything. And he had become even quite proud and arrogant. The father, being a very good teacher, he recognizes, he is proud of it also, but wants to put him in his place. So he says to his son, "My son, have you learned everything?" He said, "All that my teacher knows, I know now." So then he says, "Then you will be able to answer one question that I'll ask you." He says, "Of course." And he says, "Tell me, what is it knowing which everything can be known?" He was stumped. "Tell me, knowing which, what is it knowing which everything can be known?" So he could not answer the question. But now he felt that if I don't now plead with my father will send me back to my teacher's house. So he said, "I'm sure my teacher did not know the answer to this question. Therefore, you only teach me now." So the father says, "All right, I will teach you." Then he asked many questions, such as, "You put salt in this water, then taste from here, it tastes salty. Taste it from here, it's salt, it tastes salty." Then he says, "Now do you need to drink from all sides to know that wherever you drink it will be salty? Because you know salt is there in it, so wherever you drink from it will be salty. So if you know that salt is mixed with it, you can be sure about all that is happening in the water, it is salty. So knowing this one thing, you know everything about this water. Similarly, if you know that the Supreme Divine is everywhere, if you know that you yourself are that, and if you know the nature of the Supreme Divine, then you can be sure wherever you go in the world, you know that it is all divine. So you become Sarvavid. Just as a good cook knows when the rice is cooked. Only one grain is to be tested, and you know that all that is tested. Similarly, Sarvavid does not mean that necessarily you examine each and everyone and then say, "This is my knowledge." What we call all is nothing but different names and forms. You can say in general, all these are names and forms. And there can be thousands and millions and billions of forms that is known. Form can be one crooked, one straight, one beautiful, one ugly. All kinds of forms are there. You know it already. So there is all one knowledge. Then you know what is behind the form.